We had requested to have some documents discovered or rather produced for the defense so that they can exercise their right to properly defend themselves. And the prosecution had indicated that the documents could be containing security-sensitive information. And in its ruling, the court had ruled that it needs to take a look at the documents and make up its own mind whether the defense argument or assertion was correct, and could the defense therefore take those documents to the court so that the court could examine them and make whatever subsequent or consequential orders that it could make under the circumstances. And we understand that the prosecution managed to take the documents to the court, and here we're talking about the Malawi Defense Force through the Attorney General's office, did that, and on Tuesday the court will deliver its ruling on what its views are relating to the argument or the assertion by the prosecution that the documents could have contained security or sensitive information.
Mr. Kapale, you were a former Attorney General. You know how sensitive the document that you are requesting on behalf of your client is. What are your expectations of the anticipated ruling on Tuesday?
Well, your question has planted within it some assumptions that are not correct, but I will just say that we expect a fair judgment, a fair ruling, considering that the accused person has a fundamental right, constitutional right to a fair trial, and that he wants to advance this right in the circumstances that he finds himself in. At the end of the day, we believe that the prosecution will have to make a choice if it wants to keep away some documents because they are security sensitive, but yet the documents are relevant to the accused person's defense, then they would rather withdraw the prosecution and let the accused free. They cannot have it both ways. Preserve the integrity of the state security as well as subject a citizen to an unfair trial. A balance has to be struck somewhere, and the accused's interests, I think, should run paramount, and that's how we're looking at it.
So, Kapale, are you saying if the prosecutors do not present this document, or do it will be injurious to the case of your client?
Precisely, precisely, because we have a line of defense that we are pursuing, and if those documents are not availed to the defendant, that line of defense, it's not going to be possible to pursue that line, which is a legitimate line of defense. It's only that being in the media, I cannot disclose what that line of defense is. But those documents are key to the defense line of argument, to the defense theory of the case.
Well, what do you say to analysts who have been saying that the vice president, who is your client in this case, is being treated more equally than others, that if it were to be somebody different who might not occupy the position of the vice president, such will not even occur at all? What is your response to that?
Actually, I've represented all manner of clients, be they vice presidents, be they common men on the street, and I think the accused person here is being treated equally, in an equal manner to all the accused persons that I've represented before the courts. The courts nowadays safeguard individual rights, put primacy on individual rights. They were not put in the Constitution just for decoration. They are put there to benefit accused persons so that whatever their rank, they should be able to have access to those rights and exercise them and enjoy the right to a fair trial. The state cannot trample on accused person's fair trial rights simply because it wants an accused person to stand trial. So at a certain level, when these two rights conflict, the right of the state to prosecute somebody and the right of an accused person to a fair trial, one would imagine that the weaker party, the rights of the weaker party, should prevail under the circumstances.
In your case, what happens next after the court makes its ruling on Tuesday?
That is a question that I can only answer after Tuesday.